Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
Well, today's cattle futures finished lower here. Seemed like it followed the hog market. But feeder cattle were anywhere from 70 to 90 cents lower, and live cattle about 20 to 80 lower. The cash market this week looks like it's going to round out 112 to 114. The June futures currently are 108.80, down 25 on the day. So we're a little bit of a discount to the cash market there on the live cattle. So there's some natural support, or thought to be natural support there. The futures market tends to be pretty smart, though. As we wind down the June contract, the cash market actually could get weaker. The feeder cattle index is the opposite. It's slightly lower than the front month futures. It's 134.25, which was up 89 cents. Currently, the August, which is the front month futures, are 135.37. So about $1.10 or $1.20 below where the index is $1.10 or $1.20 below where the August feeder contract is. July hogs were quite a bit weaker here today, down $2.60 at 80.77. August down 2.77. A lot of weakness there on the hog market. And then the choice and select box beef, choice was up 21 cents at 222.31, select down 26 at 204.45, so not a whole lot of action there, $17.86 on the choice select spread.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Wheat farmers in northern Oklahoma, south central Kansas, and the Oklahoma Panhandle. Jump on with Spirit Rider, another OSU graze and grain and golden grain variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Spirit Rider is the first OK Bullet progeny with OK Bullet's same standability but a shorter plant height. Spirit Rider is resistant to stripe rust and tolerates leaf spotting diseases and acid soils. Spirit Rider sprints out of the gate with rapid canopy closure. It also offers excellent milling and baking quality as verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
The grain futures market across the board was higher today. We had corn up 7 to 11 cents, soybeans up 8 to 9 cents, and then the wheat's up anywhere from 3 to 8 cents. So stronger across the grains. The cotton market was slightly lower here, December down 68 at 65.75. The general idea behind the rally today was just the fact that the 2-week forecast brought a little bit of wetness back into the market. And the idea that any additional corn acres is really dwindling. And now it's even getting into the additional bean acres. So serious issues here. End users are in here buying product, corn and beans both, thinking that they may not be able to get their hands on any this fall when harvest arrives because there won't be enough. So starting to see quite a bit of that end user concern. And then outside markets today affecting what we're seeing here, the Dow Jones is unchanged. It's actually only down 8. The big mover today seems to be the crude oil and what's going on with the Iranian or Japanese tankers that were supposedly sabotaged by the Iranians. Of course, both sides are blaming each other and saying that the other is wrong. So keep watching that because that's a pretty big geopolitical tension that could really make impact on here on the world oil markets. And then, you know, trickle all the way down to the ethanol production, etc. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.